the law.
I've had enough of this carnival.
Oh, wait a minute, Ben.
Let's go back to the patrol car. Them things give me the creeps. Well, well, well. Speaking of fish, how are the lads from Car 35?
Oh, hello, Stephen.
What are you doing here? Man works from sun to sun, but a reporter's work is never done. Cute, huh? Yeah. Hey, now don't tell me you boys are called here to squelch a riot.
Oh, some kids tried to crash the gate.
These carnivals are more bother than they're worth.
I get a boot out of them.
Hey, if you want a real thrill, Pep, step over here and see Helen do her stuff. If this fish guy is the eighth wonder, that gal's the ninth.
And what does this Helen do?
If you hurry, Ben, you can see her do it. And seeing is believing.
Kind approval. A spectacular act that certainly thrilled the crowned heads of Europe and the bald heads of America. Watch this beautiful young woman in her mad drive through fire. Watch her make five complete loops, three outer loops and two inner loops, each in the flaming jaws of death. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing a daring young woman, that world-famous aerial artist, in her world-famous act, Miss Helen DuBois.
There she is, Kemp. See, climbing the ladder.
My gracious, that platform must be at least 100 feet off the ground.
She's trapping herself in the car, all set to go. There's the signal.
Just know what you mean?
Yeah, to light those torches. There. There she goes. One!
Two, three, four, five complete loops of five along
your car. Boy, that's a heck of a way to earn a living.
So Helen thinks.
Why, is she pulling out from the carnival?
Yeah, some guy wants to marry her. That's what the publicity agent said. And from the clothes that dame's been wearing, the new meal ticket must be platinum plated.
Come on, Kemp. We've got to get back to the patrol car.
Stevens, are you going with us?
Sure. You can drop me at Western Union. That branch office on 2nd. You go right by it.
Western Union?
All right. Get in.
Boys, you're gazing on a reporter who's working on a hot tip. Read that.
Yeah, what is it?
An ad for the personal column. It was just telephoned into my paper. Read it, Kemp.
Yeah. If you will publish a classified ad in the Daily Press stating the amount of money stolen from the branch office of the Western Union on 2nd Street, I will reveal the identity of the persons committing the fraud.
Has that office been robbed?
Not that I know of.
Well, maybe it's a gag.
I don't think so.
No, why?
Because I happen to be in headquarters when Hoffman, chief investigator for the Western Union, was in to see Sergeant Reynolds.
Has there been any wiretapping?
Yeah, Ben. On the morning of the 28th, Western Union paid a money order for $498 to a Mrs. Mary McPherson. On the afternoon of the same day, a branch office paid her $5,000.
Neither of these orders were the real McCoy.
Well, I don't see how anyone could get away with it.
Simple enough.
Or if you're a clever telegrapher.
You see, Kemp, on money orders involving large amounts, it's necessary for the cashier at the bank to have a confirmation from Western Union headquarters.
But of course, when the messages went through, they were received by the tap.
The tap?
Sure, the spot where the crooks had cut the Western Union cables and set up their outlaw telegraph station.
The confirmation came back okay. Murray McPherson cashed the drafts, and the Western Union was out $5,000.
Oh, but this ad, what's it got to do with the other two robberies?
If the branch office on 2nd Street has been robbed, I figure it's the same outfit.
But I still don't get this ad.
Well, the ad can mean only one thing, Kemp. A double cross.
Sure, some guy didn't get his cut on the $5,000, and he wants to gum up this deal.
Yeah, Ben. The fellow who wrote that ad is sore, and he's squealing.
Oh, this is 2nd Street, Stevens.
Yeah, let me out here.
Want us to go with you?
No. If there's anything to that ad, your police uniforms might scare them off.
We'll call headquarters and get some dicks on the job.
And notify Hoffman. I'll see you later.
Good afternoon.
Oh, you're not the gentleman I talked with this morning.
No, Mr. Grant goes off duty at noon.
Oh, he does. Have there been any wires or money orders for Mrs. Helen Byers?
Just a moment. I'll look, madam.
There should be.
No, there hadn't been.
Well, I received one money order this morning, and I'm quite anxious to get that confirmation on my bank draft. I have a real estate deal pending, and this delay is costing me money.
Well, I'm sorry, but Mr. Grant must have told you that large amounts have to be verified.
Well, do you know whether or not Mr. Grant will be back any more today?
He doesn't usually come back, but he might drop in later.
Well, I think I'll wire my husband. I may be in later. If not, you can reach me at my desk.
Hey, listen, buddy. Before I cash any more money orders for that woman, I'd have Western Union telegraph Worthington.
Say, who are you?
I'm Larry Stevens, a newspaper reporter. You better call police headquarters.
Hey, what is this? Where are you going?
I'm following that woman. I might have a story.
West Park Police Station, Sergeant Reynolds speaking. No, nothing new. No, we haven't found a trace of Stevens. Larry was last seen leaving the Western Union branch office on 2nd Street.
Yep.
You bet.
Who was that, Reynolds?
Stevens' paper again.
Gee, they seem really worried about him.
West Park Police Station, Sergeant Reynolds speaking.
You have? You located the tap?
Yeah. Sure. The description tallies, huh? Yeah, I'm sending car 35 back on the beat.
And who was that?
Hoffman. He says the technicians have located the tap, but not the crooks.
And the branch office was robbed this morning.
Of $500, and the description of Helen Byers tallies perfectly with the description of Mary McPherson.
An elderly woman, wasn't she?
Yeah. And just as soon as Hoffman locates Grant, the night operator, Hoffman will have a complete description.
You know, Kemp, I'm worried about Larry.
Yeah. He disappeared nearly 6 hours ago.
What are you doing there?
Oh, trying to decipher that code.
What code?
Well, I guess Reynolds didn't have a chance to tell you. The wire that woman sent to her husband was in code.
What did the wire say?
QND meet AY at JNU.
Indicating some hideout.
Yeah, or a warning. The code is obviously an old army cryptograph. Simple enough if you know the first three key letters.
Car 35, calling car 35. Further information on broadcast 23.
23. That's regard to the code.
The key letters are W-U-O. W-U-O. That is all. Warrants.
Now we'll get someplace, Benton. Gee, we've been dumb. You know what those letters stand for.
W-U-O?
Yeah. Western Union Office. Even at that, it doesn't make any sense.
Spell it out.
Well, let's see. C-A-R, car... N-I-V-A-L.
No sense, eh? Look at that. Meet at the carnival.
Yeah. 35.
That's us.
35. Go to Union and Sunset. The fairground.
Well, that's the carnival.
Gate 5. Investigate man. Annoying woman. And that is all. Wallace.
Kemp.
This is what 35 may kill two birds with one stone.
There he is, officers. He's the guy that's been annoying Mr. Boyce. Been hanging around the dressing room all evening.
We'll take care of him.
Well, Mr. Boyce ain't got time to swear out no complaints. She's about ready to go on with her act.
That's all right. We'll see Mr. Boyce later.
Come on, you.
Thank you. Look. For heaven's sakes, Larry Stevens.
Shut up and keep moving. Don't arouse any suspicion.
Where the devil have you been?
Trailing that woman.
You mean Helen Byers?
I mean Helen DuBois, alias Helen Byers.
But the operator said Mrs. Byers was an elderly woman.
Spectacles and a wig did the trick. She and her partner have been playing this racket in every town where the carnival stopped.
Oh, where's her partner?
Hoffman's Dicks have an eye on him. He's the guy who put the ad in the paper.
Oh, the fellow DuBois double-crossed.
Yeah, but Stevens, if she double-crossed him, she certainly wouldn't wire him to meet her here at the carnival.
Well, that's the reason Hoffman's given her plenty of rope. That wire was meant for somebody else.
Somebody else?
Yeah, the guy she intended to marry.
Here she comes. Get back, Kemp. There's a fellow with her.
And it isn't her partner. I wish I could see his face. He seems kind of familiar.
Ladies and gentlemen, this ain't for your kind attention.
There he is. There's her partner. The smart guy who can tap wires. If you're careful, you can nab the three of them. Look, Benton, your partner's got a knife. He's after him. He's going up that ladder.
Good heavens, we're at each other like a couple of waves.
Come on, Benton, we've got to stop those men.
But wait. There comes Hoffman and Detective Cowan. Kim, hold it. You're liable to be killed if you try to stop those men on that ladder.
Yeah, you better let those two mugs fight it out.
Look, they're at the top of the platform.
Struggling on the very edge.
Benton, they've fallen over.
Everybody stand back now. Stand back.
Kemp, you better take care of the boys. She's fainted.
Wait, Benton, I'm coming. I want to have a look at the boyfriend.
Stand back here now, everybody.
Well, I'll be darned. This is a story.
What's the matter, Larry? Do you know that fella?
Do I know him? I've talked to him a dozen times.
Who is he?
DuBois latest. That guy, Benton, was Harry Grant, night operator at the Western Union on 2nd Street.
The law.